This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, big news coming up at 10:15 today. I think I may have created a game that maybe will only work one time.
Yep.
It might work 26 times for a specific reason.
Probably not.
Or somewhere in between. But it dawned on me last night, Pappy laying down in bed, trying to coax my body, which of course had been on an adrenaline high from living, into going to sleep. And I was like, oh, you know what? I need to buy something. And I go to Amazon, started to look it up, and then I thought, wait a second. Is this a thing? Is this a game? Is there a thing here? So we're going to play it at 10:15, just a few minutes away.
It's kind of fun.
Very excited about. Also, I smoked ribs yesterday for the first time in a long time. And man, they turned out really good, really yummy. Ribs are kind of on sale right now at Costco, too, by the way. I got three racks of ribs for under $25. And just in a world of meat, I don't know if pork is well priced right now or what's
going on. Listen, you can't even get a two-pack of chicken for under $11 right now.
It's all so expensive.
So expensive.
You want to get a 24-pack of Coke Zero? I hope you have been approved with your credit.
Right?
Because it's a lot. It's like $14 or something.
I know. There was a time when I went to the store, and I will just quickly mention this. Everything I looked at was like $8. Everything. I'm like, that's $8 too? I'm talking like a jug of something. I'm like, $8? Who's paying that?
I also want to know this. I want to talk to all you milk snobs out there. If I go to Target and I buy my milk, there is, let's say, whole milk.
Okay.
Whole milk for $2.89, or you can get the whole milk right above it for like $5.99. Huh. Who are you people that have done this? What is it, a blind taste test? If it's milk, it's milk, right? Isn't it all kind of coming from a cow, squeeze it from the udder, pasteurize it, whatever, and then package it? I don't know how people in this world of inflation are opting for the milk that is $3 more, because whole milk, I think, tastes like whole milk.
You
like
could water milk. It down if you want to. Just put a little water in it.
Well, I'm not even talking about that. I mean, you get 2%, you get skim, you do whatever you want. I'm just saying there is a brand out there that is requesting you pay like twice as much for the same milk.
Yeah, that's weird.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Is it organic?
I don't think so.
I don't even. What does that mean, organic?
I don't know.
When it comes to cows and milk.
When they ask me if I'm getting vegetables or fruit and then we're checking out and they say, is this organic? You've never heard me say no so fast. I know. I would never.
No.
I would never spend that much, even if it's good for my health. Wow. I like pesticides. Anyway.
Like pesticides. Oh, my God. So many emails about litter.
Give me the beat. It's music news. I don't have time for that.
Donna and Steve, you like Huey Lewis on the news? Yee-haw. Okay, here we go.
I think we're making an impact. We have long been speaking against, maybe me a bit louder than you, but I think you've joined the chorus. There's just too many award shows.
Oh, absolutely.
I like an award show, but award shows are only fun when they're rare. The American Music Awards, not happening this year.
Those are kind of crappy ones.
Well, I guess other people agree with you. The Billboard Music Awards have taken their usual air date.
Oh.
So there is going to be a music show, but it's not going to be the AMAs where Taylor Swift has done bang up business before. They're going to take a pause. They do plan to come back next year. in 2024. But now I think there's some level of question as to where are they going to land? Who's going to want to air them? We've seen award shows happening on YouTube pages of different streamers this year. It's all getting kind of convoluted.
Yeah.
But the AMAs are saying, we're going to take a week, take a year off.
Here's the thing with the AMAs. So this is like fan voted, I believe, the American Music Awards. Isn't your record sales your fan award?
Which is what it feels like Billboard would be more
would be more of. You sold this many records, so you win an award. That makes more sense. But if it's a fan-based award, the record sales is your award.
So where's the tension? Where's the drama?
Why do we? I'm just thinking,
they must
why
do
we
it differently.
Need,
yeah, they must do it differently in some way. Dick Clark started the American Music Awards back in the 70s, I think it was, 1973. And he did that after ABC lost the broadcast rights for the Grammys to CBS.
Gotcha.
Got interesting. It. That, never mind. Every now and again, I stop myself. I'm like, that's too stupid. What I was about to do was go down this whole thing of ABC and CBS, because I wanted to say after Abaca lost the broadcast rights to Kubus. And then I was like, that's stupid. But then I thought, what's up with that? Abbreviation. See, I'm stopping myself. I'm moving on. Forget it. Adele is extending her residency, everybody. It was supposed to be her last show this past Saturday night in Las Vegas.
She's staying.
And there she told the Vegas crowd, hey, Weekends with Adele are coming back. I believe it's coming back in June, June 16th. It's going to run through November 4th.
Wow.
So she's extended. She's going to make presumably boatloads more of money.
What do you think she's making a show? I thought I heard someone say this morning, like $3 million a show.
No.
That can't be true.
Oh my gosh. I'd be like, add Thursdays. We can do a Monday matinee.
Right?
Wow. Good for her. It's been a big success. This, of course, after the delayed arrival of it. It was supposed to like happen well before. And then she said, the production value isn't where I want it to be. And I was saying at the time, you could just move forward anyway. People had already booked their trips and all that kind of stuff. But I heard from someone who went to, and by heard from, I mean, I read their report that they posted on social media, heard from somebody who went to it and said the production value is so unbelievable and Adele is so unbelievable. So the wait, it was clearly worth. And now she's going to be sticking around a little while longer. And she's going to do a concert movie as well, a concert film. So one of these Vegas residencies, she said, for everybody who can't get out here, I want to make it available to you. So we're going to shoot it next time we're out here.
$1 million a show is what she was offered.
I'd accept that.
Yeah, I think so. How do you not? Anyhoozle, speaking of money, Jay-Z is now worth $2.5 billion. According to Forbes, his fortune includes $310 million from his champagne brand, $220 million in cash and investments, and that includes a $70 million stake in Uber. I did not know about this.
Like he says, I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man.
Comma.
Not too dissimilar from It's Christmas.
Comma.
Carol. Old Hallmark movie.
$100 million from his cognac, $100 million from Tidal, $75 million from Roc Nation, $75 million from his music catalog, $70 million for his art collection, and $50 million in real estate. Damn.
Wow.
What do you, I mean, like, you're so rich, why even work anymore? That's what I'm...
Because you're not working for the money. You're working for the love. You do it. You just like impacting different industries. You probably like the hunt, right? These are lions, man. Lions like to hunt.
Okay, I get it. Like, why are you not like, just go travel. Go see the entire world, then come back and do a little dabbling here and there.
Yeah.
Life is short.
L-I-S.
Thank you.
It's 10-11.
Make a wish.
When we come back, we're going to do a new game. We're going to test drive it.
This will be fun.
And I did a brief little test drive with Donna in the prep room beforehand. She thinks there's something there. Again, I believe this game could last one day and one day only. I believe it could last 26 days for a very specific reason.
Sure.
Or somewhere in between. So we'll find out. The game that dawned on me late last night, we'll play it when we...
Good morning. You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. This is where talk is fun.
That's what everybody says.
I know, right? Speaking of fun, you kind of fell into this fun little game. It's like it's like a word search of sorts.
Pappy was laying down from my long nappy sleep at the end of the night, and I was like, "Oh, I gotta buy something." And I go into Amazon, and I started to search for the item. And as I put in the first letter on Amazon, automatically pops up the 10 most searched for items based on that letter.
Okay.
Not based on your search history. There are ways where if you've searched something recently, it will re-suggest that for you. But right. There's a way to delineate that and you can X out. So you can see what is just Amazon popular or Amazon common.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, this is kind of fun. I wonder if I just said to Donna, here's the first letter that I've put in. Would she be able to guess? They give you the top 10. Would she be able to guess? And then from there, you can actually then put in a different letter. Let's say you chose S.
Okay.
You get 10 options that pop up, the 10 most commonly searched. And then after that, if I put SH, it'll totally change. So there are levels within the game, which you can do within a letter. But and then when you change up the letter, it continues to give you something. So here's what I thought we'll do today. And we'll test drive and see if this is something that we can workshop or just do randomly.
Okay.
But 26, I thought. 26 letters in the alphabet. We could do a letter each day. Miguel.
Yeah.
Since you will play along in this game, okay. I would like you to just randomly choose a letter.
Gotcha. Let's go with C.
We're going to go with letter C. Any specific reason why you chose the letter C?
Just randomly.
Okay.
No clue.
So... I want you to know that when we play the search engine guessing game, there could be some forms of repeats. They're not totally repeats, but there might be, let's say if we had picked dogs, you might see, or D, you might see dog food, dog treat, dog toy, stuff like that. So just expand your mind that way.
Okay.
All right, the letter is C. Now I'd like to see how many of the top 10 you two can guess together. Play along wherever you are. Again, I've put in the letter C in the Amazon search bar. These are the top 10 most commonly searched based on that letter.
I'll go first. Canvas bag. Canvas.
No canvas bag. Hey, Mike, do you have any quiz, royalty-free quiz music beds that we can put under this?
Let's see here.
Or anything lightly dramatic? Like canvas bag. Sure. She went, okay.
Yeah, I just.
It's not bad. It's not bad. That's not a bad guess. And it's not a good guess. It wasn't on the top 10.
I hear.
But it wasn't a bad guess.
Well, Mike is looking for music.
We can always do this little guy that we.
Oh, yeah, let's just do that.
This one.
All right.
So, again, we're guessing commonly searched items in Amazon based on just putting the letter C in the search bar.
Mike?
I'm going to say candle.
Excellent. Excellent.
Show me candle. No candle.
No.
That was a good guess. So far, we've guessed candle. We have guessed canvas bag.
How about Clorox? Clorox bleach.
Show me Clorox.
Wow.
Oh,
Mike.
For three.
Dang.
I will say coffee.
Ooh, good one. Coffee. Good
Could
answer.
You be
good
more
answer.
Specific.
Oh, my. Coffee.
I'm already give you half
maker.
Credit. That is exactly right. Way
Mike.
To go. Our first one.
Woo!
Mike, nice job.
Thank you.
All right, all right, all right.
Coffee maker. Now, I'm going to give you a hint here and tell you that that is the only time that coffee is represented in any form on this list. So coffee mug is not there.
Okay.
Coffee grounds not there.
Okay. Cat food.
Ooh.
Cat. Cat toy, cat food, cat.
Cat
litter.
Food is the cat litter. Yes,
yes.
Nice. Cat
Woo!
Litter.
Okay.
Nice job,
All right.
Donna.
Good, 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 good.
We've
got
two so far. Can I borrow one of paper?
Oh, sure. Here. Yeah. All right.
All right. We got two.
Two
so far.
We're looking for the top 10, right?
We are looking for the top 10.
Okay.
So far, we have cat litter. We also have coffee maker. And I do want to correct myself here. There was a just regular coffee that I missed.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. So you have three. Of the 10, if you're just tuning in, this is the made-up game that we're playing for the first time, the Amazon search bar game.
You put in one letter and it just
tells you
gives you tons of choices.
It just says here, the top 10 most commonly, I bet you're looking for this. Kind of like Google, but not based on your search history.
All right.
I'm going to try chair.
Ooh.
He's looking for chair.
In the top 10.
Chair did not make our list.
Ah, damn. We want to get at least four.
We got to, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I'm going to go with...
Think of your... Let me give you a little hint here. Think of your feet.
Okay. Corn pad.
Now, that would be based on search history. No, not corn pad, not on the list.
Damn.
This is something you wear.
I got it. Can I say it?
Go for it.
Compression socks.
That is on the list. Way to go, Donna. Compression socks.
Yes.
I'd like you to stay on your feet.
Mike?
Something else you wear on your feet.
On my feet.
You can wear this on your feet. It starts with the letter C. This is on Amazon.
And this is the only one left, or are there other ones? Or can I go...
This is the only foot-based one. No, there are other ones. You only have four of the 10 so far.
Oh, we have four? I thought we had three.
You have cat litter, coffee maker, and compression socks.
Okay.
I'm going to try to go away from the clue for some reason, but I'm going to say Coke. Anything Coke?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola?
Not on the list.
Oh, no.
Go back to your feet.
Okay.
Is the first word a descriptive word, or is it the actual noun?
Good question.
The first word, and there are two. If you get one, you'll get two here, okay? Because it's represented multiple times here. It's a brand name.
Okay.
There may be some level of search history here, which you haven't gotten to yet. But I think maybe there's some level of search history here. But we're kind of figuring it out. But I tell you what, I have not been looking up compression socks for women.
Cole Haan.
Cat litter. Cole Haan. No, but that's a very good guess.
Okay. I think I got it.
All right, Mike.
Miguel?
I'm thinking comfy shoe brand Crocs.
You got
yes!
it.
Yes, Mike. Woo!
So we'll give you Crocs, and we'll give you Crocs for women.
Okay.
Or two there. So far we have cat litter, coffee maker, compression socks, Crocs for women, which means we have six more that haven't gone guessed just yet.
Cashmere.
Good no answer. Cashmere. Good That's answer. A good yeah. answer, but no right, cashmere.
Darn.
Sometimes right. you get a craving for cake. No cake. Cake is not on the
Candy.
List.
Candy.
Candy.
Oh,
there we go.
Yes.
Nice.
Woo! All right,
way to
so
go.
We got six out of the 10 right now.
You've got seven out of the 10.
Seven
cat litter,
10.
Coffee maker,
right,
compression socks, Crocs for women, and candy. And again, one of these is going to be two together, but it's tough.
Okay.
What about, I know I said Coke, that was wrong. What about can? Like a can koozie or a can can.
Good
or
answer.
Can.
Good yeah. answer.
Can,
not on the
Damn
list.
Damn it. Oh, man.
All right, let me give you a hint as we run out of time here.
Okay.
Think of your vehicle.
Okay.
The letter is C. What comes up?
Catalytic converter.
Not catalytic converter. You would have gotten double points for catalytic
Damn
converter. We've searched just the letter C in Amazon, and now we're guessing what comes up when you put in the letter C.
All right, Mike.
Car air freshener.
I'm going to round up and give you the point because car accessories
okay.
is on
All
the
right,
list.
Great. Nice.
All right,
great.
And one more. This is the only time where I'm like, maybe this is a search history thing. Something that Stevie Boy has bought recently. If you lift weights a lot, this might be something that you would look up and purchase on Amazon. Starts with the letter C.
Creatine.
Yes, Donna.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo! This
creatine
is fun.
And then creatine monohydrate was the second one. But here's what's fun about the game. If we said, all right, fine, let's do two letters, give me another letter H. Now it totally changes.
Ooh.
Totally. Oh, we should have done CH.
Oh, we'll do it
next
tomorrow.
Time.
Very fun. It's the Amazon search bar guessing game. We have a tried and true game coming up next, the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Why don't you play along? You never have before? Do it this time. 651-641-1071. Call. Bet on me or Donna. Bet on the right person. You will win a prize. We all find out the topic together when we come back. Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Okie dokes. We're going to do this. Welcome back to the show. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 1071, Everything Entertainment.
It's time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right, new week. Let's reset the stage here a little bit. You've got Steve with the 35-23 lead, although Donna was the most recent winner. Let's see if she can put a little run together. And your first opportunity to do that, Donna, will be today, which is a special day, especially if your name is Joe, because today is National Joe Day.
Oh, I love it.
And today's category is all about Joes and pop culture.
Oh, boy. Okay, that's cute.
All right. I know some Joes.
And we got Jamie along to play with us.
Hey, Jamie.
Jamie.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
Happy Monday.
Hi. Great. Oh, good to be with you on the show today.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we're so happy to have you here. Where specifically are you calling us from?
I'm calling from the Minnetonka area.
Boy, that wasn't super specific. We're going to let it ride.
We'll
keep
beautiful
our identity
area.
Hidden. What a beautiful area. Okay, now is your time to determine. Considering that it's Joe's in pop culture, who you want to team up with? Would you like to team up with Donna Valentine or with Steve?
I'm going to go with Steve.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Wow, I didn't expect that. I feel like people have really taken on the underdog movement. They want to be a part of the Rocky Balboa story. I'm Apollo Creed here. But if you've watched those movies, Donna, Rocky and Apollo end up really loving each other. Apollo dies. See you, Donna. All right.
I think she just walked away while you were talking to her. I don't
she
think
did.
She cared at all. Okay.
She did.
I'm going to put Jamie back on hold. Oh, by the way, Jamie is playing for a 4-pack of advanced screening tickets to see the Super Mario Brothers movie.
No way!
On Monday. Yeah.
That's a great prize.
This is a fantastic prize.
Awesome.
And we'll see if Steve can help Jamie lock those up. Again, it's National Joe Day today. Let's get it started with this one. After a decade of Steve Burns serving as host, Donovan Padden took over in 2006 and went by the name Joe on this kids' educational TV show.
Pass.
This Netflix series, which just finished its fourth season, features Penn Badgley playing stalker/serial killer Joe Goldberg.
We just talked about this Penn Badgley show last week. Oh, goodness. Pass.
Rocking for nearly 60 years, guitarist and singer Joe Walsh has been a part of three successful groups, including the James Gang, Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band, and most notably this high-flying Rock and Roll Hall
Eagles.
Of Fame group.
Okay, go to the second one.
The
Penn
Netflix
Badgley
series just wrapped up its fourth season, features Penn Badgley playing stalker/serial killer Joe Goldberg.
Oh, goodness. Penn Badgley show.
Time's up there. So what we will do now is bring Jamie back on. Jamie, were you listening?
I was.
Ooh, how are you feeling about those answers? Anything you want to...
Steve, I didn't hear you on the first one. Did you say Blue's Clues?
He did. He snuck in there with Blue's Clues while we were reading the second one.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
And the last one, was that the Eagles?
Yes, he said the Eagles was what he gave as an answer.
I'm sorry, I have no help for the second one.
Okay, the Netflix series, which just featured finished up its fourth season.
Yeah, we're out of luck there.
All right, so no guess there for that
Donna!
One. We'll bring Donna back in here. Jamie, I'm going to put you back on hold.
Hey, welcome back, Donna. Thanks. Oh, what's the Swedish fish?
Wow.
What'd you get the Swedish fish from? Throw me a fish! Donna just came back with fish. All right, so fun. Don, I think we're going to be headed for overtime, but you could win this.
Okay.
You could win this.
Wow. Okay.
I'm ready.
We are going to get things started with this one again. National Joe Day, the category, and the questions are all about Joes in pop culture.
Okay.
After a decade of Steve Burns serving as host, Donovan Patton took over in 2006 and went by the name Joe on this kids' educational TV show.
Blue's Clues.
This Netflix series, which just wrapped up its fourth season, features Penn Badgley playing stalker slash serial killer Joe Goldberg.
You.
Rocking for nearly 60 years, guitarist and singer Joe Walsh has been a part of three successful groups, including the James Gang, Ringo Starr, and the All-Star Band, plus most notably this high-flying Rock and Roll Hall of Fame group.
Eagles.
All right.
Bummer.
Whoa. Did you lose?
We lost.
Sorry, guys.
All right.
It was that Penn Badgley one. Couldn't get it.
Let's roll through these answers here, although they think they've got it all decided already. After a decade as Steve Burns serving as host, Donovan Patton took over. Of course, he was Joe and took over for Steve on Blue's Clues. You both got that one right.
I'm surprised you got that, Donna.
Nicely done.
Nice job.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because you don't watch it. Steve Burns. It was all about, do you know the name Steve Burns?
Yeah. Rocking for nearly 60 years, guitarist Joe Walsh has been a part of those three successful groups, James Gang, Ringo Starr, and his All-Star Band, plus most notably this high-flying Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. You both got the little high-flying reference. You both said the Eagles, and you're both correct.
Yeah!
So Woo! It all comes down to the second one, and this Netflix series just finished up its fourth season featuring Penn Badgley playing stalker and serial killer Joe Goldberg. Steve couldn't come with an answer. Jamie couldn't come up with an answer. Donna says you... And Donna is correct.
Yeah! Nice job.
Nicely done, Donna.
Thank you. Finally.
Congratulations, Donna.
Oh, thanks, Jamie. I'm sorry for your loss.
No worries. It's always fun to play along.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great week, Jamie.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Where do you think she works? The North Pole? She sounds like she's right. Like they got the attitude that they had in that claymation one. Rudolph, you know? Like Hermie.
Just, he wants to be a dentist.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I lost, but you're
still
nice.
Hermie wants to be a dentist.
We're a couple of misfits. Yes.
Thank
you, Jamie.
Thanks,
Jamie. Such a pleasant attitude.
That was great. Good job, Mike.
Thanks. Big win.
Love it.
Now, I was expecting it to be like, that is two in a row. You're on a streak now. I was expecting it to be 12-string guitars in old... Travis Tritt songs.
We might have to get to that. Maybe I got the little plan for the month of April. We'll have to see.
For the month of April? I mean, this is...
You want to do the tiebreaker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Winner of one Oscar.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
Donna.
Yeah?
Before Mike arrived on the show, I tried to pitch this a couple of times. May I make you an offer? A competitive offer?
No,
an offer? Can I just say it out loud
Go
at least?
Ahead. I don't let... You know I don't... Listen, Cash Cab, I'm not doing the double or nothing, ever.
I was just going to say, you're on a streak right now. You're hot, baby, you're hot. We double or nothing this tiebreaker, and if I get it, I don't even get a win today. But if you get it, you'll end up getting two wins and making up some serious ground.
But what if I don't get it?
If I would get it instead of you, then today is a wash. But if you get it, you won two times today.
No, I absolutely will not do this. I will win, but
well, then put your money where your mouth is. Come on,
not gonna do it.
You said life is short earlier.
Not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
I'm ready, Mike.
All right, winner of one Oscar. This guy has had great success in a few comedic roles, including two very successful '90s franchises. Despite being best known for playing tough, volatile roles, many directed by Martin Scorsese, alongside Robert De Niro.
Steve.
Yes.
Joe Pesci
would have been the answer.
Nice. See, you would have.
Good choice.
Good job.
Come on, Donna.
No, I don't like. Taking chances like that.
But people, they want you.
No. Anyway, guys, has anybody watched any of that Gwyneth Paltrow? Have you watched any of it, Mike?
Yep.
The trial that's going on right now. It's a civil trial. Some guy's suing her. He tried suing her for like millions, but the judge said, no, you can only cap out at $300,000.
Yep.
She decided to countersue for $1. Mm-hmm. And it's quite interesting watching her. You know, you could tell she's holding back a lot of like sarcasm. Like she took the stand, I think it was on Friday, and I think she's doing a good job, but you could tell she's trying to just remain like, sure. She's trying to present as good as she can. But anyway, she's claiming that this guy plowed into her when she was on the ski slopes. And I think they were in Utah, which is where the trial is taking place. And this guy, this 76-year-old optometrist named Terry Sanderson, is claiming that she plowed into him. I don't know how they can have their stories so completely different.
Sure.
He's saying she, I mean, only one person could have plowed into one person, right?
Yeah.
And she's saying he hit her from behind.
From behind, yeah.
Yes. And then she heard this grunting. Like, she was in shock. She didn't know what was happening to her. She's like, I didn't know if this was on purpose, if it was a prank, if this was a pervert, what the situation was. Because this guy was on top of her, like, leaning into her as he's, like, making these grunting noises, probably because he just slammed into a person.
Yeah, I feel like the grunts could be explained away.
Right.
You know?
For sure. But she said at the time, she was trying to reconcile what had just happened to her. She didn't know. So anyway, it's just real fascinating to, like, be inside the courtroom. Do you have any thoughts? Do you think she's telling the truth? Do you think...
It's one of those things that if he was right, you would just feel like this wouldn't have gotten to this point if it was her fault. You know what I mean? Then they would have been like, oh, okay, rather than making this huge public display, having this huge thing, let's just settle out of court. We'll figure this out. You know, she's got the ability and the resources to make that, you know.
Right.
To take care of him without it having to go to this step. So I feel like, and maybe it's just, I don't know. I don't always agree with what Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, does or all of her goopiness. But I feel like this is a case where it's like, eh, what's she got to gain opposed to him?
Well, right. Well, and he was injured.
Yeah.
So he suffered injuries. And that's where his, as far as I can tell, his motive comes into play.
I think it's the $1 counter suit here. That also makes you feel like, okay, is, you know. Isn't she just saying, like, no, okay, look, sorry that this happened, but there's principle that Gwyneth would be suggesting. Like, there's principle
like
here.
Wrong.
Like, this is just not okay. So I'm not going to try to get your money.
Right.
But you can't get mine.
Right. And, you know, they even questioned her about the Taylor Swift thing because Taylor had, you know, sued that guy who groped her for a dollar. And they were like, well, isn't it true that you are friends with Taylor Swift? Is that where you got the idea? And she's like, no, we're not friends.
How would that factor into the case?
I don't know.
At
this
all,
woman's
anyway.
Just trying to like stir the pot a little bit. The plaintiff's attorney.
Right.
Then they start talking about their shoes, and she's like, "How tall are you?" And then they, you know, they're trying to make like girly small talk, like the lawyer's trying to kind of, you know, talk about her shoes. And Gwyneth's like, "They look great." Like, you could tell she's trying to engage her disarm her.
The one dude was talking about the Platon's, like, buddy's burgers that he liked at the certain bar. It was very, it's very weird.
It's very casual. Like, they're trying to make some points that we're not aware of what those points are
yet. Yes, it's very, very odd.
Yeah, it's fun. I love being in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Juror number 12 at your service.
Dawn loves it. And she would accept no call quicker than if she knew she was getting summoned again. She would answer that call immediately. Not a Valentine.
However, it is very stressful.
Yeah. Oh.
Whether, you know, especially in a criminal case where you know that you're the decide, you know, you're deciding somebody's fate.
I've never served.
You will now.
That's not how it works. I don't think they listen to local radio stations. And
no,
they say, hey, that DJ said.
You know, you're putting the vibe out there. I think it's the DMV. They just randomly pick a name from the DMV.
Oh, geez. I was
and
just
you were
there.
Just there. So
like four times last week.
I can't wait for you to get jury duty.
When we come back, Martha Stewart has two red flags when she's looking for love.
Oh.
And by the way, she's not. I'll tell you why she's not. But she says when she does look for a fella, two specific things that are red flags to her. Then Donna, I'm going to give Donna the floor because I talked her into YouTube TV.
Yeah.
And now girlfriend is waving the flag, but not the way you think. We'll explain when we return. It's Donna.
Welcome back to the program. It's us, Donna and Steve. And the big Zamboni hanging with us. Thank you.
You have 3 seconds to answer this question.
Ready.
How old is Martha Stewart?
81.
Oh. You're exactly right.
Wow.
Shut your face.
Donna.
Nicely done.
Thank you. I was just guessing. I remember her being 79, and then I thought, oh, that was a couple of years ago. And I thought, wow, she's a very lovely, beautiful woman.
What a beautiful... Listen, she's 81. She was doing an interview with E! News, and she said, I know a lot of eligible men. If I analyze my life, I think the work has taken precedence over the romance.
Sure.
Saying, I don't have time to deal with a guy right now. I have a hard time making room for both. And it's not the highest priority that I have a boyfriend. But it would be nice.
Right. I know what she's saying. You know, you get to a point in life where romance takes a back seat because, you know, hormones calm down.
Sure.
You know, you're not looking for love, if you know what I'm saying. Bow, mm-hmm. chicka, bow, wow.
Don't do that noise.
I think that's where she is. I bet it would be nice to have a companion to go to a movie with or go out to dinner with. But Martha, when you're looking at a guy your own age at that point, they want to be taken care of. Mm. And I don't mean taken care of, bow, chicka, bow, wow.
If you could not do that.
Okay, I'll say that too. I'm talking, you know, make me a Sammy.
God.
You know, oh, here's your breakfast, honey. Oh here's your lunch. Oh, don't worry, I'll make the bed. I do have a friend who is maybe 60 now. And when she was still in her 50s, we started talking about online dating. And I'm like, are you still online dating? And she's like, you know what? No. She goes, because guys my age, they want to be taken care of. Like, if you look at statistics, men probably lose their health a little earlier than women do.
Right.
And they're always looking for someone to take care of them, in her opinion. Sure. And I was like, wow, I never really thought about that. She's like, I want someone to take care of me. I'm like, girl, preach. Bow, chicka, bow.
No, okay. Slower is
That's
worse,
fine. All right.
I would say.
That's okay. That's all.
Boy, the sandwich thing. Sandwich. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Somebody makes you a sandwich. Let's say your fiance makes you a sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean, holy crap, right?
It's best thing ever.
Why are sandwiches? Sandwiches are so great.
They are.
When someone makes you a sandwich, it is... Elizabeth Reese and I used to joke about this. There are two S's that really...
You can temper a situation with
Jen's
either one.
Jen's had their mind on. And I got to tell you, if I were to go home to my betrothed of 17 years and either S was offered, I would have, I believe, an equal physical reaction. I mean, sandwiches are unbelievable.
Either way, you're licking your chops, right?
That's right. I like quickly sit at the table.
Like, you've got a fork and a knife. You got the plaid napkin around your neck.
I just love a sandwich. When a sandwich is made, when there's like a, they put the cheese on it, right?
Oh, and
get
some
a little
lettuce.
Salt and pepper, some lettuce, a tomato. What do you want on it? You want
some really nice roll. Right. All right, if you can kindly not do that.
Yep, that's my fault.
We can call it even.
Anyway, back to you, Martha Stewart. She said she has two red flags when looking for a fella. Do you think you can guess either of them?
Let me think.
Turn off. Like, ooh, red flag, me no likey.
Bad